Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit on.
So important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
Oh,
We are live. TTLO, Taking Limits Off Radio, is on the air. That's right. We are on the air broadcasting live. You heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Can I say it again like I got it for real? Broadcasting from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. I'm just excited to be here one more again in the house of the Lord. Y'all don't hear me. In the house of the Lord. Just excited one more again to be here, y'all. It's a good time. Y'all say one more again. Y'all heard me. I said one more again. I'm excited to be here, man. It's going to be a great, great show on today. Man, let me turn that down because that sounds real loud. And
from
yeah, we're going to turn it down one again. Just a little bit. Yeah, that's probably a little bit better. Amen. I got an echo and everything going on, but we all right. Anyway, we got a great show for you today, y'all. It's Missional Monday. Today's topic of conversation is going to be awesome. Y'all ready for this? The Christian Bubble. Uh-huh. It's entitled The Christian Bubble. 7 evidences we might be stuck in it. The Christian Bubble. 7 evidences that we, that means you and I, might be stuck in it. That's the topic of today's conversation. I hope y'all are ready for it. I know that I am. So y'all might as well come on and join in with me. Let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of the show. If you are already listening on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, just push 1. That'll get you to my producer, LaTanya Melton and Jay Melton. I think I got them both on the other side of the glass today. They are both running the board, making sure we are good to go and that the sound is lovely and that everything is where it's supposed to be. They will handle that. They push 1. That'll get you to them, and that'll get you over to us. Get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with us on today. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. Again, that call-in number is 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can do that. You can email the show, takingyourlimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingyourlimitsoff@comcast.net is where you can find us there. Takingyourlimitsoff@comcast.net. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. Again, takingyourlimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, if you want to tweet the show, that's right. You see it behind me, TTLO Radio. That's all you have to do is tweet the show. You can find us there, TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that as well. You can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Again, you can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. And then, of course, we are up and live. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. And then, of course, we are live. The live streams are up and running. That's right. Y'all come on in and speak to the people. And y'all, those of you watching via the Facebook Live, y'all come on in. You know, I got separate audiences, so I need y'all who see each other. I need y'all to come on in and speak to the people. Don't just speak to me. Speak to the people in the room. Act like you're in church. Come on. Y'all come on in and join on in. But real simple. Facebook Live, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Looking forward to you guys' comments and everything on there, huh? Looking forward to all of y'all's comments and everything that way. Also, don't forget, we are an iHeart partner. We are an iHeart radio station. That's right. We are now part of the iHeart family, so you can download our podcast anytime. Anytime the podcast is available, just do a simple search on iHeartRadio for TTLO Media Group. Do a simple search for TTLO Media Group on the iHeart Network. That's right. We are an iHeart radio station. Yeah. If you want to, if that ain't good enough, you can also follow us on any of your other streaming devices, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, podcast, whatever. Anywhere you can listen to a live podcast, you can go ahead and do that. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. Amen. So, look, man, it's been great. You know what? I love the fact, And I know sometimes I don't say stuff, but I love how stuff tries to, you know, people try to, sometimes, let me say this, the enemy is always busy, and you can be in the process of something great and mounting up to something great, and people will try to do things to sabotage what you have. Now, that, watch this, that doesn't make you perfect. Come on now. That doesn't make you perfect, but what it does is, but if you are one who believes that God has appointed you for a place or for a people or for a person, you can't allow other people to come in and try to sabotage that, even if, watch this now, you have to be willing and able to say, you know what, I will not let you disturb my peace. Huh? Come on now, I just want to say, I've gotten to a point in my life, and don't get me wrong, I have made several mistakes in my life, but what I came to the decision was that I am not going to let anybody disturb my peace. When I say anybody, watch this, that includes me. Oh my God, huh? That includes me. That means I am not going to let me disturb my own peace. Come on, y'all don't hear me. You don't hear me. I want y'all just to get that. I just want to share that with you real quick, because there is, don't allow outside entities. Come on now. Look, it don't matter how they got there. Don't let them stay there. Come on. Don't allow outside entities to come and slide in and try to ruin your peace, huh? Come on. All right. I want to share that real quick. Look, so much stuff is going on. I am just grateful. Can I share something with y'all? I am so blessed just to have a great people surrounding me and lifting me up. Yesterday was just. Let me say this real quick to the Ebenezer Missionary. Let me say this again to the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church peoples. To the peoples over here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all blessed me on yesterday. My God, I didn't know what was gonna go down yesterday, but I had to look. It wasn't a lot of words, but it was enough. It wasn't a lot of word on yesterday, but it was enough. Trina Page, you got a new and I need to start making sure I start speaking to the people in the room on Facebook. And I'm sorry, y'all. I'd be running and be neglected. Let me speak real quick. Anita Cross, God bless you. Yvette Quinones, God bless you. Princess Johnson, God bless you. Wendell Clark, God bless you. Kimberly Thomas, God bless you. Trina Page, God bless you. And Gregory Gay, God bless you. I see y'all coming on in. There's a bunch of y'all in here, but if I don't see your name, if I didn't speak or call your name, trust me, it's not my fault. Facebook done moved your stuff real quick. So if you want, I don't want y'all to think I didn't recognize you when you came in the room. I am just excited, man. Yesterday was just so, the worship yesterday, man, I love the fact that the worship levels here, I love the fact that the worship levels here at Ebenezer are growing. I love the fact that the worship level is elevating weekly, right? I love that, man. I love the fact that it's moving beyond the norm, that it's growing beyond what people had gotten used to, right? And you can tell. It makes you feel good. Watch this. You feel better when you know your teaching and your preaching have had an effect. Come on now. You feel better. Come on now. It does something to you when you know your preaching and teaching has had an effect. My God. So I am just grateful, man. I had such a good time. Let me say this real quick. I know my brothers are busy. Keep my brother Harold Washington lifted up in prayer. I believe he lost a close family friend earlier today. So that's why he's not here. My brother Pastor Parks, y'all know him. He got 50 million irons in the fire. He's getting ready for his Healing the Hood back to school book bag giveaway. So he's doing running around for that. So that's why I'm the one man show tonight. But once again, I still have the best producers in the land. The Melton Crew are running. They are running at the background for us to make sure we all good and that y'all can hear and see me and all that good stuff. Amen. But man, yesterday was just amazing, man. That Show Me Your Glory. Come on now. That Show Me Your Glory blessed me on yesterday. Huh? That showed me your glory. Well, look here. I don't know where God decided to let me go there yesterday, but show me your glory. Blessed me on yesterday. You ever just been preaching? Let me talk. Can I talk to a few preachers? You ever just been preaching and you felt like you was preaching to yourself? I promise you I did. And look, I preach, you know, y'all know when I get up to the, let me give y'all some insight on my preaching. When I get to the podium, I always have my phone with me, right? And I set the timer. And it's not that I'm trying to put a time limit on the Holy Ghost or nothing like that, but I always set the timer. So I know y'all probably can't see that from, yeah, y'all can't see that. It's too light on the thing. But I always set the, I always try to set the timer so that I can, let me see if that's going to help. No, it ain't going to help. Yeah. So I try to set the timer. Anyway, I set the timer when I start so I can see how long I've been before the people. Because there's a big clock in the sanctuary, but a lot of times I don't pay that any attention because it's way over there. So I set the timer so I can look down and glance every now and then just to see how everything is flowing, right? Yesterday, look at y'all, I cut the timer off. It was 22 minutes and some change. Let me tell you, in 22 minutes, I did not shortcut the people of God. Huh? Y'all don't hear me. Look here, in 22 minutes, I did not shortcut the people of God. Yesterday, look here, that Exodus 33, come on now, that Exodus 33, where Moses told him, look here, Lord, if I find favor in your sight, don't send us from here unless you're going to go with us. Huh? I'm paraphrasing. That's the Dana King version, not the King James, but the King Dana version. I'm trying to help y'all. That thing Moses said, unless you go with us, don't send us. And if I have found favor in your sight, show me, oh God, Jesus, your glory. Huh? Look here, that man, look here. That thing got heavy yesterday. I'm be honest with y'all. I finished with what I had. But I think that thing got so, I think I ran from it. Can I just have a moment of transparency? Any preachers out here ever ran from this sermon? Is that even a fair term? You ever ran from it? Like, good Lord, like you didn't know what was about to happen. So when you got through with what you had on the paper, you just said, I'm done. You ever ran from a sermon? Like, I ran from the sermon yesterday. I think I wasn't prepared for what was about to happen. So I you know what I'm saying? So that showed me your glory, man. That thing just got in me. And I didn't know, oh, God. My. So yesterday was powerful, man. The worship was powerful. I want to thank everybody for coming out. My mom came, of course, but my godmom surprised me yesterday. Sister Priscilla came out. Man, she came out and represented. And, of course, my producer, Latanya Melton, came through. She came in and popped in, and God bless you. I just was excited, man. Oh, and then the host from Thursday night, from Grindology, Lisette and her husband Michael came in, man. It was just a blessing. It really, really was. I was left here so full yesterday, man. And it was a good time in the Lord. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Let me say this real quick. Thank you so much again. Thank you so much again to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you so much again for your continued support and your continued just pushing me, man. I just love it, and I can't. I don't know how many other. I don't have another way of saying it. So I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity and the privilege. And as I told them yesterday, I don't take any preaching opportunity lightly. And so I want to say thank you again, man, for just allowing me. Thank you. Thank you, Anita. She said, Anita Cross says the sermon can be replayed on the Ebenezer Facebook page. Thank y'all so much, man. I'm overjoyed from yesterday. So again, thank you, Ebenezer. I'm thankful for every opportunity I have to stand before the people of God. Thank you again, Ebenezer. Thank you, Pastor Daryl Person, for sharing God's pulpit, for entrusting me to preach over your flock. At the end of the day, you know, you got a lot of pastors who don't
who don't, you know, I have a lot of friends who are associate ministers, right? You know, there's a difference between associate and assistant. I want to make sure y'all know that, right? I have a lot of friends who are associates, like myself, who don't get an opportunity to preach. You know, they have pastors who preach every day, sick, cold, wounded, hurt, whatever. Pastors won't allow them to have an opportunity to preach, and I think it does them a disservice. I'm not telling people how to run their church. I think you do your ministers in the pulpit a disservice when you don't allow them to function. Why you got them up there to look pretty? Huh? Why you got them up there? So I'm thankful that I'm at a place where the pastor recognizes that I am here to help and not to hinder. So again, thank you, Ebenezer, and thank you, Pastor Person, for yesterday, man. I am still so full and grateful. Man, she said, Reverend Mother Byrne, you got on me for not being there. I had to remind her I live 2 hours away. Sister, let me tell y'all something. Sister Bernice Johnson is a blessing. Y'all don't know. Sister Bernice Johnson is a blessing. She really is. She is. Watch this. She's on this Facebook Live feed. She don't play no games. I'm gonna tell y'all. Those of you all, watch this. Y'all ain't got no excuse. Sister Bernice is. I don't know. I'm gonna mess her age up, and she done told me at least 3 times. Let me say it like this. She 90 something. Y'all know I don't remember nothing. She 90-ish, and be on this here live feed like she's 17, all the time. She's always, and then watch this. She be watching all times of the night and day. I'll get a comment. I'll get, like, watch this. Yesterday, so, you know, our service got out, and bless the Lord, we was out of service at 12:30. Look at God. I got a comment last night at 11:30. I saw a comment from Sister Bernice Johnson. Now, what's she doing up at 11:30? Up at 11:30 watching the replay of the Ebenezer broadcast yesterday. But I saw the comment, bless the Lord. I just, man, it's just a blessing, man. So I'm so full from that. I'm overjoyed at, like I said, at the opportunity again to do that. So we had a great time this day. The worship, though, I tell y'all, the worship service is elevating every week. The worship service is elevating every week. So look, it doesn't matter whether I'm preaching or not. I just want to invite you all again to come out to Ebenezer at least once, man. At least great, just come in at least once and sit down with us and join in with us, man. Just once. One Sunday, it don't matter who, you know, just come in and worship with us, man. Just try it. Just try it. I ain't trying to get you to join. I ain't trying to get you to leave your church. I'm just trying to get you to come in and just see, man. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up. And I'm just gonna tell you, over a year's time, the worship that I experienced a year ago this time is completely different than the worship there is now. So, and to God be the glory for that, huh? To God be the glory for that. That's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. God is good. All right, look, let me switch gears real quick. All right, so I should have downloaded the audio. I should have downloaded the clip. Did you all see our new mayor? And we're trying to get the mayor on. We're working on getting the mayor on. We had Sister Prep Winkle on last week, Monday. Great show. We're trying to get Lori Lightfoot on because I want to talk to Lori Lightfoot. Did you all see the clip? It was a city council meeting, and the president of the Fraternal Order of Police was coming to make a presentation or whatever, and Sister Lori. Can I call her prophetess? Huh? Can I call her truth teller? Sister Lori Lightfoot, prophetess Lori Lightfoot said, and she forgot the microphone was on. Huh? Look here. I need to go work for the mayor's office. Can I be the person to say what you want to say, but you can't say because you're in the position you're in? Can I be that person? Because she forgot the mic was on. And when dude walked to the microphone, you can hear her say, oh, here come this clown. She forgot the mic was hot. They call it a hot mic. She said, here come this clown. And people heard her because the mic was on. So then now, of course, people are attacking her. And now, she's had to apologize for calling the man a clown. and all of that. And this again, this was the president of the this is the president of the Fraternal Order of Police. Can I say something? Are we mad? Did people get mad because she called him a clown? Because I get the unprofessional part, right? I get the unprofessional piece. I get that. But she didn't lie. Y'all don't get mad. Look, Donald Trump called people out their name all day, every day. And he makes stuff up. In this particular case, here's a politician who called it just like it was. Because if you did not know, the president of the, I'm trying to pull his name up, somebody help me. The president of the Fraternal Order of Police, I'm going to go ahead and say it. He ain't just a clown. He is a whole clown. Why do I call him a whole clown? This is the same man, the same president of the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police. This is the same man that went on television saying that the Laquan McDonald shooting was justified. Y'all don't hit me. This is the same man that went on national television trying to convince you and me that the Laquan McDonald shooting was justified. I'm sorry, only a clown. I'll say it again, because he can't do nothing to me. He the Fraternal Order of the Police. He ain't the police, so he can't do nothing to me. Not be police or not, but God, no, you can come for me if you want to. But truth be told, he's a whole clown. He come wilding down to the microphone for to come down here and talk about this, that, and something else. No, bro. Mm-mm. You all, and I get it. I understand. This is what unions do. I understand unions' job is to protect their, a union's job is to protect their people, their members. But when your members are wrong, what was the dude's name that shot McDonald, that went to, that he's in jail now? We got him on tape unloading his gun. 16 shots. 16. He did the shooting, and then the other police lied to back him up. And you defended this. Y'all said he lunged at you all with the knife, when the video clearly showed he was walking away, way away from y'all. He lunged, and you shot him in the back. And you're going to get on television. Well, it was justified. His life was in danger. His life was in danger. That's why he shot. That's why he shot 16 times. That's why he emptied. That's why he watched it. He loaded and unloaded. He emptied the clip and reloaded. Huh? Don't nobody hear me. A clown. He is a clown. A clown of the highest order. If they had a grand clown, what's the people at the circus? What's the man name who runs? The Ringling Brothers? I know Ringling Brothers out of business, but if they come back into business, if Ringling Brothers comes back, he should be the ringmaster. Thank you. He should be the first clown they hire. Huh? Tanya. If we get Lori Lightfoot on the show, you know I don't have no problem asking questions. I'm gonna tell her you do not have to. Just look this. She can have five people send me the message. That way she's in the clear, and I will say what she can't say. What she should have said was, "Yes, clown. How can I? What tricks do you have for us today?" That's what she should have said. What tricks do you have for us today? What new way you finna try to bamboozle us today, clown? All he was missing. Hell, did y'all see the picture? His nose was red, just like a clown. Looked like he had on makeup. So what the hell? This is why I need a co-host. Because yeah, somebody would be here to calm me down. See, we got to work on getting somebody in here. We got to do something. He ain't nothing but a clown. Bozo. Cookie. Wizzo. Dude. Y'all know my mind is bad. Wizzo the Clown. He ain't nothing but he look here. Who else? What other clowns is it out there? What's the little clown? What's the clown that's from the scary movie? Which what's his name? Penny Pennywise. he ain't nothing but a clown. And then gonna get mad and say, this is what's wrong with politics. No, it's not. No, sir. You are what's wrong with our police department. Because it's because of people like him. Can somebody, where is his, I'm trying to find his name. I'm too busy. I started sweating, but this, I'm good. He literally made this statement, and he was upset. He was upset that, you know, okay, here it is. Let me find it. All right, here we go. It says, what is his name? Come on. Patrick Murray. Let me make sure I get it. I want it to be known. Patrick Murray, there's a president. She said, back again, this FOP clown. That's what she said. She was like, this clown is back again. I didn't want to misquote her. I'm sorry. She says, back again, this FOP clown. And wait, did you see her apology? Let me read you verbatim what her apology said. Hold on. It says the mayor later apologized, and she said she should not have made the remarks out loud. If I wouldn't, this cord is stuck underneath me, I would give her a standing ovation. She said, I apologize for making the statement out loud. That was the best. God. Tanya, look, if we don't do nothing else, I need Lori Lightfoot sitting right here. We need to get Lori. Call whoever we got to call. Let's call Pat Dow. Look, we know a couple of aldermen. We ought to be able to pull a little something that we can get. Look, she ain't got to stay for the whole show. Can she call it? And I don't want to call in. Can we get her to come? She's doing a little media tour right now anyway. She might as well come on over here to the Ebenezer anyway. What better place to come and do some stuff? Come on down over here to the TTLO Media Group Studios located inside the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Tell her to come on over here and sit down with your boy for about a good 10 minutes. All I need is about 20 minutes. But, that's the best, look here, that's one of the best apologies I've ever heard in my entire black life. She need to come on. She need to come on, man. Come on. She didn't tell no lie. Why people mad? She didn't lie. Look here, he got to go. Come on in, Lori. Lori Lightfoot, you are welcome here. You are welcome here at the TTLO Media Group Studio. Her apology said, I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have said it out loud. Now, you know what that means, right? She said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it out loud. So can I watch this. I know I got some preachers probably listening. Y'all know I ain't right. I know I got some preachers probably listening. Can I say it like I feel it? Can I eisegete on the scripture she gave? Can I help y'all? From the book of Lightfoot, chapter 2, verse 1. from the book of Lightfoot. Come on now. Chapter 2, verse 1. Y'all don't hear me. From the book of Lightfoot, chapter 2, verse 1. And it reads. And it reads, back thou again comest this FOP clown. That's the key. Back thou again comes this clown from the FOP. Can I give you the NIV version? Here come this clown one more time from the FOP. Can I give you the Chicago West Side version? Can I give you that version? Here this clown come from the line FOP, from the Fraternal Order of Police. And then let me give you the FOP. This was their response. This was their response. They said Mayor Lightfoot's contemptuous remark is a misguided and dangerous thing to say to a 30-year veteran police officer and FOP representative, particularly at a time when the city is facing such chronic violent crimes. It is also telling that the mayor would not even apologize. The red noses, however, belong on the members of the Chicago Police Board, her former agency, for their despicable decision to fire 3 police officers and a sergeant last week for no good reason. See, they're trying to jump on something else. I love her response. This is verse 2 of the book of Lightfoot, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2. This is what she said. She said, it was inappropriate for me to say such a thing out loud. She didn't say I said the wrong thing. She said I should have checked to see if this mic was on because I said what I said. That's what she said. Can I say it like she meant it? What she said was, I said what I said. I'm just sorry y'all had to hear it. That just blessed my whole spirit. She said, I said what I said. I'm just sorry y'all had to hear it. It wasn't meant for the whole room. I meant to say it. How the ever, comma. I meant to say it. Y'all don't hear me. Can y'all do me a favor? I need y'all to share this to the Chicago, to the City of Chicago Facebook page, to the Lori Lightfoot Facebook page. Share this. Share this. Please share this to the City of Chicago. I want this. Look, and then share it to the FOP. Is the FOP got a Facebook page? Share this to them too. I don't care at all. That was the whole truth, nothing but the truth. He is a clown of the highest clownship. He is a clown of all clowndom. Is it possible to play this? Let me see. They won't let me play it. No, they won't let me play it. I was trying to play it so y'all can hear it. But he is a clown of the highest level. He graduated top of his class at Clown University. Huh? He got doctorate. He's a double major in clownship. In clownliness. Huh? Come on. All he was missing was the big shoes. Because the nose was already red. All he was missing was the big shoes. All right, let me stop. Y'all know I would just go for a whole minute on that. I just had to share that with y'all because that thing blessed me last week. I forgot to mention it Friday. But that thing blessed me last week. That was made for TV. Bless your sister Lightfoot. I need y'all to share this. Share this, please. Share this on my Facebook folks. Share this. Look here. Find the Chicago City of Chicago Facebook page, and then see if you can find the office of Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And share this. Send it in a message. I'm gonna try to do it myself when I take a break because I left my water on the other side of the room over there. And can't get it. We need like one of them, what you call the machines that shoot the water out or something. I can push a button and it shoot the water over to me because I'm over here thirsty, dry. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Y'all know my mind is bad. But look, that I had to share that with the people of God in here today. That was strictly for my Chicago folks. I know I got folks listening all over the place, but that was strictly for the people here in Chicago, man. That was strictly for the people here in Chicago. I am just All right. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we gonna continue with the conversation, and we gonna jump into. I think I got one more thing before we jump into. Today's topic of conversation. It's going to be good, y'all. The Christian bubble. 7 evidences we might be stuck in it. The Christian bubble. 7 evidences we, that means you and I, might be stuck in it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. In the meantime, I'm going to do it like this. Come on, man. Yeah, let me get this right here. I'm going to get this little bit. I love this song, man. This song, she wrote this song. The lady wrote this song for father, man. She wrote this for her stepdad who stepped in and did a thing for her. So it's a beautiful, beautiful song. The song is simply titled Like My Daddy. Like My Daddy.
You have a strong heart and a strong mind. Lots of wisdom and you'll share it all. You're full of love, joy and peace. The characteristics that build a happy family. When you give your all. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I want to be
like my daddy. Just like my daddy.
And I want to be
like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
I want to be like
daddy.
My daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Like my daddy.
Ooh, just like my daddy. Daddy.
The strength that you possess, it amazes me. The discipline you show, it challenge me. You're full of hope, charity. The characteristics that made you my hero. When you love for life. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I wanna be
like my daddy.
Yeah,
ooh,
I wanna be wise.
Check it out. Dare to Pray. Check it out. She y'all know she was on the show. Check this out, man. We got this. That was it. I want to talk real quick, talking about the violence and stuff that's been going on. I saw on the news something this morning about, was I making that up? Did I hear that correctly, or was I sleep? Because I did not sleep well yesterday. But something about here's the crazy part. Watch this. Two moms shot and killed while working as peacekeepers on the Inglewood corner. Y'all hear this? Two moms shot and killed while working as peacekeepers on the Inglewood corner. It says Chantel Grant and Andrea Stoudemire, Chantel Grant, 26, and Andrea Stoudemire, 36, were both mothers of four children who worked with Mothers Against Senseless Killings to stem the violence in the Inglewood neighborhood. It says both women were hit by gunfire on the corner of 75th Street and Stewart. that is often occupied by members of the group Mothers Against Senseless Killings. The group hoped their constant presence at the corner would help break the cycle of violence. Unfortunately, that was not the case Friday night. Police said they responded to a shot spot call and found both women down on the sidewalk after a blue SUV drove up and opened fire around 10 p.m. A 58-year-old man also suffered a graze wound. Unbelievable. You're out working, trying to do something positive. Can I for a moment? You try. Let me help you. This is not a police issue, right? This ain't the fault of the police. You cannot have. This is insane. You have people out standing outside trying to quell the violence. And they're getting shot. Think about that for a moment. People trying to stop the violence, and the very people out trying to do something different are being killed. Two mothers in a group called Mothers Against Senseless Killings. Two mothers standing on the corner. In a sign of solidarity, because they're tired of people in their community getting shot, get shot and killed. And ain't nobody. How is that even possible? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? What? Oh my God. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting some wow. Some disturbing news. We're just gonna pray. We're gonna pray for one of my former co-hosts. One of my former co-hosts, Sharisa Gregory. Y'all just pray. I'm being told she's in the hospital and it's not well. Let's just pray. Father God. You know what we stand in need of right now, God. We're praying right now, God, for Sharisa Rice Gregory right now, Lord. We're praying right now, God, that you would just, God, if it be in your will, God, that you would just show up one more time, God, and touch her body, God. Touch whatever it is that's needed right now, God. We need you to touch right now, God. We're praying right now for Sharisa Gregory right now, God. We're praying. Strength right now, God. We're praying like we never have before, God. We're praying for her recovery. We're praying, God, right now that you would just have your way, God, that you would touch the doctors, touch the medicine, God, touch the tools that are being used, touch the machines that are working right now, God. If it be in your will, God, we're praying for restoration right now in Jesus' name. My God. In Jesus' name. We pray this prayer. Amen. Wow. Okay. That caught me off guard. Wow. Yeah. That I wasn't ready for that. Okay. Woo. Wow. All right. God. All right. Let me do this. Let me take a break. That was dang. Okay. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, come on. Let me take a break, y'all. Be right back. Keep y'all over here.
brokenhearted at what I see. When I look at the world, it's hard to believe. We need you, Lord, more than ever before. Heal our land down to the core. Transform our hearts. We're void of your love. Send down your peace. Let it fall from above. There's more I can do to help as many hearts find their way to you. You see, people are dying right before my eyes. I feel so helpless. All I can do is cry. In our eyes, help us see whatever hatred we have down inside.
We're back. Sorry about that. That is, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Wow.
This is what we're going to do. I am going to, it is 7:57. This is what's gonna happen. I'm sorry, y'all. This is what happens when you do live radio, live, and you know, yeah. So, all right. So one of our co-hosts is not doing. One of our co-hosts is not doing well, and I just think that I pray, but I feel like I need to be somewhere else right now. Y'all, I pray y'all forgive me, but I my producer needs to be somewhere else. This was a very we are a small group of people, and so I just feel like. We need to do that. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and end today's broadcast. Right? I need to go. So I'm gonna go ahead and end today's broadcast, and I will. I'll see y'all on. I'll see y'all on Friday, or maybe I'll come back Wednesday. Or just, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But I gotta go. Y'all just stay prayerful. Y'all stay prayerful. Do me this favor. Y'all stay prayerful. I'm gonna get off the air now, and y'all just stay prayerful. I'm gonna get off the air, and that's what we're gonna do. I'm sorry, you know, that's how it just. I need to go. So we're going to go ahead and do that and go from there. All right. So y'all stay blessed, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. This is Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got to go. All right. See y'all when I get back. See y'all when I get back. All right. Y'all stay blessed. Love y'all. Appreciate you. Love you much. With your hands lifted up.